It's pretty much a classical Chadian rebel group. Its leader, Mohamed Mahdi, has been a really long-time rebel. He was part of actually the early Chadian rebellion since the 1970s. I think at the time he was pretty much a child soldier rebel. And since then he's been a rebel in various movements. And then he was also in exile in France for a long time. And he went to Libya to take the leadership of the rebels who had moved from Sudan and North Chad to Libya in the years 2015. And then actually they started to splinter, and he found himself literally trapped into the area controlled by General Haftar in Libya. He managed to conclude some kind of non-aggression pact with Haftar and to somehow work alongside him. But it's a bit odd because Haftar is also very close to the Chadian government and the French government. So you had on the same side Chadian rebels and the Chadian government in Libya.
Now, it's the army who announced that the rebels killed Deby. Is that confirmed by any other sources?
There was also a lot of information from the rebels, and there are not that much difference between the government information and the rebel information on the fighting itself, including on the fact that there were heavy losses from both sides, including on the side of the army. At least 5 generals were killed, according to both the rebels and the government. And ultimately, I got the information that Deby was killed, or actually died from his injuries, from sources very close to the rebels. So it looks like it's confirmed, and I don't see much difference between both versions.
And, you know, it's quite surprising for a head of state to be killed on the battlefield. From the Chadian government perspective, what went wrong here?
It's not the first time that Deby goes to fight himself and to lead the troops, to lead operations on the ground. He already did it in 2008 and was almost killed. And even this time, I heard before he was injured, he was almost killed at the same time than 2 generals. At that time, was not injured, and then he was injured the next day, according to what I heard. So it's customary and in Chad to do that, and people say that the troops don't fight if the big officers are not in the first car, basically, on the front line. The result of that is that losses of big officers are common. I think Deby also wanted to make sure that his army would actually fight and remain mobilized and not betray him, because in recent years, there's been a lot of dissatisfaction growing within the army.
You mentioned this dissatisfaction. Are there any fractures in the Chadian military so far?
There were indications of fractures in the army in recent years. The army remobilized to fight in the last days, but it's not sure that it will remain as mobilized now that Deby is dead. I'm not sure the army will fully support the rapidly established transitional military council.
And looking at that council, the head of that council is Deby's son. What do we know about him? Does he have the political and military skills that his father had, who, of course, ruled for 30 years?
Well, the council is led by Mohamed Kaka, who is one of Deby's son, and also a military high rank. He does not have the same history than Deby. He's a young man. He was never a rebel. He got his some legitimacy a few years ago when he was named as the commander of the Chadian forces in Mali. He managed there to get some popularity, including with the French army officers fighting there. But still, it doesn't mean that Chad is game for a family or dynastic transition. I think it would be difficult to imagine that anyone from Deby's family could actually succeed Deby after such a long time in power. The Chadian population likely needs to see new faces, and probably from other communities and not only military faces, but civilians as well.
And last of all, you mentioned France, who is a close ally of Deby. What does his death mean for the French?
I think what's been happening in the last days is a big failure for France, because France has heavily supported Deby politically and militarily in recent years without making much pressure on him for making plans for his succession or beginning a democratic transition or an inclusive dialogue. Deby and France are heavily responsible for giving the Chadians the feeling that you need to take arms if you want any political change to happen in this country.